It's everybody's favorite day of the week. What's up, dude?
Monday. what's up, man? How was your weekend?
Fucking killer. I got to see... Should we tell people where they are first?
Just or who is? You know what you're at.
That's
you
deep.
Downloaded this.
I finally got to see Every Time I Die perform live, and it was fucking badass. Really happy that they came through Seattle.
That's cool. Where was the show at?
I was at a little shithole called El Corazon that's like probably about 300 square feet, and they had 9,000 people and no air conditioning, so it was like you were vaping people's ball sweat without consent.
Nice.
If that's a thing. But regardless, it was fucking awesome. Those guys put on a killer show. How about you, though? How was your... You had a wedding this weekend, right?
Yeah, I went down to... I went down to Arkansas to a buddy of mine's wedding. Jesse and Courtney got married this weekend, so congratulations to them. It's been a long time coming. Like, the wedding was actually named Finally Forrester. So... but
that's
it was
cute.
It was real good. I got to see crazy ladies, which was fun. There was a rehearsal dinner prior, and a buddy of mine, he came from Florida and I came from up here, so we were, you know, way out of town for this. So they were like, no, come over to the house. You know, mom hadn't seen you in 15 years. Like, it'll be fun. So they got to practice and we just got to sit there, and then my other buddy Josh brought over his new, very, like, 6-week-old baby, and yeah, the girls went at baby crazy, like batshit baby crazy. My buddy's sister, what'd she say? It was super creepy. She like walked up and looked at the baby, and she was like, "Oh my god, it's so cute! Oh, it makes my ovaries hurt."
Oh my god.
We just all like stopped and turned and looked at her, and Jesse, it's his sister, whatever, he's like, "That's fucking weird." Like... And then they just proceeded to hound Courtney about, like,
when are you gonna have a baby?
Tell us exactly how long after you're married that we can expect a child. Like, they were hounding her. I was like, oh my god.
That's one thing. My parents have never, ever, not once, were like, "Well, when are you going to make us a little grandbaby?" Like, that has never fucking come up, and that's nice. Because I'd probably just stop going home. I wouldn't produce a child. I would just stop going to see my parents.
But your parents, you know, they know you, and nobody wants another one of those, right?
You know, you make a good point. I mean, I don't. That's... I know me, and I don't want to put up with my dad, with what my dad put up with. So
your dad was like, "You know, I was all right. No, not too bad." And then we produced that. What would he produce?
it's just like a little step graph that just gradually gets worse and fucking worse. Probably.
My mom hooked it up when she would talk. She was like, "So you ever planning on having kids?" And I was like, "No, you know, I don't think I ever want any." And she was like, "Yeah, I didn't want any either." I was like, "Oh, thanks, mom." but no, the wedding itself went awesome. I had a really good time. I mean, that's probably the most fun. What's great is they had, you know, probably 100 people there. Everyone that was sitting was people that, like, I didn't know who they were. They're like family members from out of town or something. It's like nobody that's ever, you know, has ever really been around. And all of the really close friends were just standing off in corners. I don't know. We were like helping out. Like, we moved chairs and do stuff. Like, he had like a small workforce.
Yeah.
Kind of help to do things. But it's fun. Like, you see the pictures of everyone in all the chairs they had out at the wedding thing.
Yeah.
And it's like none of us are in any of those photos because we're just like stuck off in the side somewhere in the trees, watching in our little groups where we could.
Fucking creepy.
Snicker and do things off to the side where nobody would be offended. it was a great time. We went for that. The reception was cool. So hopefully they listen to this while they're traveling back from Mexico.
Is that where they went for their honeymoon?
Yeah, they went for their honeymoon down there. But Courtney was so worried about us, or mostly like the groomsmen, but Jesse's friends, because we're all, you know, we've been friends since, some of them since kindergarten, and then I came in like sixth grade, so way too long, and there's no like boundaries there.
Yeah.
So they had itineraries for what the bridesmaids had to do and what the groomsmen had to do, like on a sheet they handed out. And they wrote in on the groomsmen's side, like, the time frame in which they had to stay sober before they could start getting fucked up, because they didn't want anybody showing, like, fucked up to the wedding.
It's too much.
Well, the best part about it was it all went off. Everybody's sober, pretty much. I wasn't in it, so fuck them. Everybody that can't handle themselves pretty much followed that rule. And then by the time they were taking pictures, she had a bridesmaid that was so drunk that she's got like wine stains all over her dress already.
Oh, man.
She's my buddy's ex-girlfriend, and she is hell-bent on rekindling that flame. Just like, who's going to dance with me? Like, and he's like trying to run away, and I'm like, Zach. Say, hey, I think she wants to talk to you. And he's like, no. And she's like, oh, Zach, I hadn't seen you in so long. Like, running up, like, grabbing him by the hair and, like, pulling him out to the dance floor. It was great. Like, she wouldn't leave him alone.
Oh, boy.
It's got to be. She eventually had to be removed because she continued to get so drunk that while my buddy Jesse, everything's finally calming down, and he comes up, he's like, dude, you don't know what it means to me that you came down from all the way from Milwaukee, like drove up the day before and you're driving back the next day. Like, that's a hell of a trek, dude. That is awesome. And she sees this, and in her mind, Jesse and I are about to start fighting over something. So she like comes barreling in, and she's now got stains from like pizza.
I was just gonna ask, this is Captain Weinstein.
Yeah, dude, she's wrecked at this point. Like, hair's all fucked up. Anyways, she comes up and like shoves us apart, and she grabs me by my tie and is like, pull it. Oh yeah. And she's just like, no, fuck you up. And like just starts, and I just start laughing. She's like, you think it's just fucking funny? And like throws me back, and no one's stopping her because it is hilarious. And the only thing I can say, like, they finally, like, one of her girls comes and gets her and tries to pull her away. And she just, like, drunk death stares me from wherever they move her to. So everywhere I would turn, I'd, like, feel somebody looking. I'd look, and she'd be in the corner with another thing of wine. Just
good. Yeah, there you
fucking
go.
Fucking eyeball. I was like,
sure, baby has her bottle.
I was like, you're my new best friend. Like, I'm from the rest of this night, I'm encouraging you to get as trashed as possible. So something else is said to her, and she goes up and like grabs the microphone from where the band is playing.
Uh-huh.
And she like goes to start
really?
Mumbling into it.
People
oh yeah.
do that in real life.
Yeah, dude. Holy it was fuck. Awesome. So they go and try to get it away from her. And let her talk. Let her speak. like let her, dude. I want the next day to be the most embarrassing day of her life. which people have to tell her what the hell she did. And I was talking to Jesse and them about it. He was like, dude,
she's
I'm sorry.
Bridesmaid through
yeah.
all this?
Yep.
Holy shit.
And he's like, dude, I'm sorry. You know, I don't know what her deal is. And I was like, Jesse and I, we've never fought a day in our life. He's the nicest, like the nicest dude you'll ever meet. And I was like, no, it's fine. I was like, she is literally making a podcast, like an appearance. She's going to be talked about for thousands. Like this is going to be eternal, this story, come Monday. I can't wait. And again, all of us are fine. None of the groomsmen are drunk. Takes us quite a bit to get drunk by this age. So they don't have any hard liquor there. They kept it all like beer and wine.
Oh, okay. Probably smart.
Yeah. And so all the bridesmaids are wino drunk. And then I'm drinking like MGD 64 because it's the closest low carb thing. So that is impossible to get drunk off of. It's just not. And Chris Johnson, he's going to be real pissed if he listens to this before I actually tell him what happened. But I bought him a bottle of Lead Slinger. Because you can't buy it up north.
Oh, okay.
And it's
I just saw the picture
shit.
That you put up. The whiskey or some shit, right?
Yeah. So this other bridesmaid just starts, like, they were like, hey, we're going to go do shots with the bridesmaids. And they gathered us all up. And they were like, everything had finally, you know, all the family had gone home. And it's just people that are going to party until midnight when the place closes.
Gotcha.
And I don't know why my face says, drunk bitch scream at me, but this is the face of drunk bitch scream at me. She goes, go get me my bourbon. I was like, are you talking to me? She was like, yeah, I have no idea who she is. She's like one of Courtney's friends from way back. Like, she didn't grow up with us. Courtney didn't.
Is she a bridesmaid too?
No, Courtney's the bride.
No. Yeah.
Oh,
this
yeah. The one
that's yelling about bourbon.
Oh, yeah. Yep, another bridesmaid. Shithouse drunk. Go get me my bourbon. I was like, I don't have any bourbon. And I was like, did you call me in here to do shots and you guys don't have alcohol? Did that just happen? And apparently one of my friends slipped up that I have a bottle of fucking whiskey in the car.
Motherfucker, dude.
And a bottle of vodka. That I had bought the night before to drink with the guys. So I was like, sorry, Chris. Go get the bottle of whiskey. And I come back. She's like, I knew you had my back, blah. I decided while I was getting this whiskey that since the other one at this point is now, she's out of commission. They had to take her home. This is 9 o'clock. Like, it's not even late. Chick's gone, though. They already had to take her out. So now I've lost my favorite person. I have a new one. I don't even know her name. Never met her before. She's still just loud as shit to me. So I decided that she was my wife now. And I was going to make all of the fights personal and talk about how the kids, if they saw her like this, like, oh, it was fucking hilarious. So I was like, since the day we got married, I've put up with this shit. And she's like, well, we're not married anymore. I was like, yeah, until the judge signs that paper, we are. Like, nothing she could say, 'cause she's drunk, I'm not. Nothing she could say, she could come up with a response better. And I was like, what would the kids say? I don't even know she has kids. I said, what would the kids say if they saw you like this? And she's like, you don't worry about my kids. And I went, they're my kids too. And oh, dude, it went on all night. Like every time she saw me, she had something that she had thought of in her drunky mind that was going to be great to hit me with. Nope, I could just twist it and drop it back on her. It she then proceeded to start like mushing me in my face when she would see me, and I was like, what did the lawyers tell you about making contact? Like it went on. It's the most fun I could have had that night. Like, my buddies are about to piss their pants listen to this, because this poor girl, she just couldn't win. It's like, yeah, it's too good for you. This isn't This is why the marriage is failing.
Clearly. That's why the kids don't look up to you.
Yeah. Anyways, night was supposed to end at midnight, and I was going to sleep for 6 and then do my, 12-hour whatever drive back to Milwaukee.
Fuck, it's that far. That's crazy.
Yeah, so we went back to the hotel room, and I had a room, and no one else wanted to stay. I was like, I got 2 beds. So my buddy Chief was like, all right, dude, like, I won't go back to Bryant. Like, it's a ways. He was like, I'll stay with you. And I was like, that's cool. And then, like, fucking 4 other dudes were like, well, if you already got a room, we'll just crash on the floor. Oh, shit. Like, there's nice. No way I'm going to bed now. So
no fucking way.
There's, like, a room for the bridesmaids. Jesse and his new wife, Courtney, have got a room. And then we have a room. And they're all on a line. We finished the bottle. We finished 230 racks of beer we brought with us. They finished the wine, and we finished the whiskey.
Sure.
And I know this because of the empties. I also finished, I don't know how much Taco Bell or when I got it, but I woke up covered in cheese and lettuce.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it was, dude, I woke up. I didn't know how long I'd slept. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I got up, took a shower, threw shit in my bag. It says 6:30 on the clock. I got to get going. Throw it in the car and start driving. And I was like, man, it's like, I don't feel that bad. I don't feel that bad because I went to bed probably an hour ago.
Yeah.
And I'm still shit-faced.
Yeah.
I made it to Memphis before, like, I started running off the road. And so I parked and I slept for an hour in a Waffle House parking lot, got up, hit the road again, made it a couple more hours, had to pull off again, just grabbed a Sonic cheeseburger. I was like, fuck this diet, dude. I need something to
dude,
soak
no doubt.
Up. Yeah. Kill a Sonic cheeseburger. I'm like running around my car, slapping myself in the face. It took me 15 hours and some change to make it home.
It's not that bad, considering stopping for naps and shit.
Oh, I pulled in. I left all my bags in the car. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt, and it's like 40 degrees here. It's freezing. I come up the stairs. I turn the corner. I walk straight into that room and pass out and slept for 9.5 hours. Woke up pissed that I still had to get up. Like, I still didn't feel right. Ugh. It was a good time, though. So it was probably one of the better days that I've ever had, followed by one of the worst.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, no doubt.
But anyways, congratulations to both of them. They've been together for freaking ever, so it was definitely a long time coming.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Did you go down to Arkansas for work also, or specifically for the wedding?
No, specifically for the wedding.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Like, I got back from a job on Thursday and then had Friday off. Like, I didn't have anything to do.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And it worked out. So I came back in, and then I got up at like 2:30 in the morning and drove down there on Friday.
Gotcha.
So I could make the rehearsal dinner.
I don't really know much about how far those hurricanes affect, but did the hurricane have any effect on where you were at?
No, dude, it was sunny. And get this, apparently these are the two luckiest people on this planet. It was 90 degrees on Thursday. Mm-hmm. It was 88 degrees on Friday. And then it was 78 without a cloud in the sky on fucking their wedding day, Saturday.
Nice.
Like, it couldn't have been better. It can't get much colder than that, or people actually start getting cold in Arkansas. So
yeah,
like 78 was perfect.
It's San Diego. Like, the scale of what is cold and what is hot is vastly different than what is cold and what is hot in, I don't know.
Yeah,
well, here, Seattle.
Yeah. Well, that was like today in Milwaukee. I went out for lunch, and it's in the 50s. Like, I'm kind of cold. So, you know, I got, like, sweater on walking around. And there's still shorts and tank tops just everywhere.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, it's not for me, boys.
When the season first changes, like, when it goes from cold to hot, it's easier to wear fewer clothes when it's mid-50s. But when it's going from hot to cold, I get cold. It's hoodie weather at fucking 60 degrees, no doubt.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I fully agree with that. As soon as you hit that crispness in the air, it can be a shock to the system.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my weekend. It was real good.
Who sang "Shock to the System"? God damn it! You got a song stuck in my fucking head now. I can't remember who.
I don't know, dude. Anyways, so after that sweet introduction, it is the gaming episode of The Horrible Influence. So if you thought it wasn't and you listened this far,
oh, fucking Billy Idol, god damn it, you should have known that.
Oh, I should have known that.
I never fucking told you that I saw Billy Idol live after you saw him live at Summerfest.
Did you really?
Yeah, he was he played at the Bumbershoot Music Festival that was here in Seattle.
That old man was yoked, wasn't he?
I mean, he had the, yeah, I mean, as yoked as any other person that's fully spun up on cocaine is.
No, but I mean, like physically, like he was, dude, how old is he? 68, 69? Like
he was wearing a jacket when we saw him. It was.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it was a few.
See, he lost
after.
His shirt immediately at Summerfest, and he had like a six pack. He was in incredible shape for, I thought he was going to be some burnout. And he's like running up and down the stage. Like he had a lot of, like you said, a lot of energy for a guy that's just doing rails of coke all day.
Yeah. I fucking terrible, though. Couldn't fucking stand it. Watched like half of that Shock to the System song, and I looked at Melissa. I was like, this is fucking garbage. Like, we have to go somewhere else.
I thought it was one of the best shows I'd seen.
That's right. And maybe he was off that night. Maybe he was a little under the weather. I don't know, but.
Well, it also depends. Like, you don't particularly like Billy Idol, do you?
I don't dislike Billy Idol.
Oh.
Billy Idol's, I don't know.
Like, I guess if you're up there and you're singing along with all the songs and stuff, it would make it a little bit different. I thought he was incredible. So did Mel. And George doesn't remember it because he was loaded.
George has that riding hour tolerance.
Yeah.
Like, he got lost. You look away from him for 1 second, he's just like Space Cadet.
Got lost like three people behind us. Like, went to the bathroom, came back, and we hadn't moved, really, just kind of like shuffled a little bit forward.
Yeah.
And his GPS took him to the exact spot. And there's like a guy here, and I'm looking at him, and I looked him out. I was like, George has no idea where he is. And he's just wide-eyed. And I'm like yelling at him, like, George, George. And he's just, no clue. Yeah, absolutely no clue where he was. That Billy Idol show was where I realized that there are two very different standards for what you can get away with when you're a woman and when you're a guy. Because I walked into the guy's restroom, didn't even notice. Like, it took me a second to realize that there's just a herd of women.
Oh, in the men's restroom?
Yeah, to get to the stalls faster.
Yeah.
And, yep. But it, excuse me, she was like, oh, no problem. Just take my piss and fucking wander back out. And I was like, if a herd of us walked in the other place, they'd probably freak out a little bit.
Yeah. Yep. Somebody would be called.
Yeah. Yeah. No one paid them any attention. Like, not one guy walked in and was like, oh, women in here. And then like turned and walked out.
Yeah.
They were like pulling their dicks out early. So they'd be like, oh, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The line gets longer because the word has passed into the music festival that there are women in the men's restroom.
Yeah.
So they're just showing up without pants on at that point. Yeah. Like, they started taking their dick out a quarter mile back. So they're just.
Somebody's like, sir, you got to put your dick away. It's like, there's women in the men's bathroom.
What?
You're outside. All right. The security guard just immediately pulls his out. All right.
Where's this restroom at?
Where's this restroom you speak of?
We were somewhere, and Melissa was like, yeah, I went into the women's restroom and it was an absolute fucking mess. She's like, there was piss and water everywhere. I was like, that's what women have to look forward to when they make genderless restrooms is piss on the ceiling. Name a place, there's piss there. I promise.
I am visually imagining your look when she said that, which was probably just you waiting for the shocking part to come across. Like, I went into a men's restroom once, and you're not going to believe what I saw. There's piss everywhere. There was shit smeared on the wall. And then you're just still staring like, you said there was an unbelievable thing. Like, what?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, what? If there's still paper towels, that would be an unbelievable thing.
It'd be weird if there wasn't shit on the walls.
If there's water not spraying out of one of the toilets and someone trying to use it still, like, leaning away from it. Toilet paper in the stand-up stall, which means someone had to go and get toilet paper out of somewhere else and then bring it over there. Every venue I've ever been to. Clogged urinal with stuff that I don't understand. Said baby doll in there. Who the fuck?
Dude, you know what I don't miss from the Midwest is fucking... I chewed when I was up there, but I don't miss seeing chew fucking everywhere, dude. Like, you don't see fucking chew here at all.
Mm-mm.
Like, you'll see it from, like, the construction workers and shit, but every bathroom that you walk into in the northern Midwest, there's a wad either stuck to a wall, in a toilet, or in a urinal, or all of the above.
Yep. Or the splatters, which Chris Johnson's gross ass is like this all the time. The piles of dip spit all, like, along the walkway. That, dude, I don't like it. That shit's gross to me. Like, as you're, like, walking along the walkways, it's just piles of spit.
Spit in the gutter, at least. Don't put
it off the grass. Do something. Get a bottle. There's 1,000 people walking.
Don't put it in the grass, for sure. Dip into the grass is the equivalent of leaving your dog shit in the grass. Like, it's a little fucking uncouth. Maybe pick it up.
Yeah, but it'll be like the pavement walkway. You know, so it's like gray cement, and it sticks out. People just... And it streams. It's a fucking pile. Like, gross. Jesus Christ.
And it doesn't matter. You could be the first person who has figured out how to travel faster than light, and you reach a point in the universe before fucking light hits it, and say miraculously there is a bathroom there for whatever reason. There just happens to be a bathroom there. Same odds as there being humans on this fucking planet, right? You just happen to walk into this strange bathroom, there's going to be a half inch of boogers on the wall. Doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't fucking matter.
They have already made it there. It's like when James Cameron made the deepest point on Earth with his little submarine and there was a Mountain Dew can. It's like, we have already polluted this area. It had only been better if it was a Keystone Light can. That would have been about the only thing better than the Mountain Dew one.
I think Mountain Dew is the soda version of Keystone Light, though.
Pretty much, I
think it has its place. Yeah, it has its followers.
Yeah, I fucking right love there. Mountain Dew.
Meow. Sorry, I don't know why I talk like that. Whenever I talk shit about somebody. Anyways, let's move on.
You always slip in. Yeah. So, you want to start off with Game of the Year?
Dude. Yeah, let's talk about Game of the Year. Game of the Year every year for the last 4 years.
Yeah, and will be the upcoming Game of the Year for the next 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Star Citizen Squadron 42, the much anticipated single-player campaign has been delayed indefinitely. Wah, wah, wah.
On the upside, though... they're still having conventions. So
a few of them a year, right?
Yeah. So they have their own, and they have their own conventions, but it sounds like wherever the fuck they want. Like, they just get together and, like, where do you guys want to go this year? How about Germany? Cool. So if you're a contributor to the Star Citizen project, and you're curious where your money's going because they really haven't produced anything besides demo videos yet, I believe that would be a valid answer for you. This flying convention fuckery from one corner of the world to the other.
Yeah. I'm just reading through if there's any hope around this, but even the publication that's talking about, which is Forbes, has almost become a spam, like, clickbait site at this point.
Dude, seriously.
They're real bad, but they have a big write-up on it, and I was hoping it wouldn't be like a fanboy thing. And it says they haven't shown any of the actual gameplay. They've shown very little of any progress, but what they have shown looks very impressive.
What is? I thought they had shown gameplay at this point.
It says at the 1:54 mark below of this video, you can see some of the single player gameplay. Now they've shown gameplay of, like, you know, the universe and everything, but for the actual single player course.
Oh, for Squadron 42 specifically.
Yeah. So anyways, it says indefinitely at the top, but if you read down, it says they do have a 2017 target, but at this point, it doesn't mean anything. It's now been months since I logged in, and I jumped in it last week to see what all the new updates were.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different. Like, people can say what they want. Like, it's so much different. Nope. You have a gun now that you can pull out. That gun's super glitchy. There's nothing to shoot. There's no, like, animals or anything moving around. So they have no AI set into the world yet.
I don't
the
get it, dude.
The takeoff and landing sequences are still really bad. Interactions are still really bad. You're constantly having to, like, move your mouse and like up and down over the console a whole bunch until finally the, you know, hit F to activate pops up. Like, the target for the consoles is so small. You're like, come on, got it.
Oh boy, I was fucking. I think the state of Star Citizen was perfectly represented when No Man's Sky came out, and everybody was like, Star Citizen's going to be fucking way better than that. It's like, you hear what everybody's saying about No Man's Sky, right? Like, yeah. It failed on all fucking fronts. So if you think that your game is going to be better than that, that is for sure no reason to be bragging. Good.
Also,
job.
Take it a step further. How hyped was Star Citizen?
Man.
That's a long way to fall because it's hyped that big. Like, the target was way up there and they couldn't deliver. The target for Star Citizen.
Oh, you mean that the initial hype for No Man's Sky was really high and that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The initial hype for No Man's Sky was so far out of the realm of possibility for what it was going to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Star Citizens is almost infinite. The amount more.
I think what is keeping Star Citizen safe from getting, like, hyped the fuck up is that it's not being... There isn't a publisher. Like, they're publishing their own game. So, I think that is keeping... This is kind of aggravating at the same time. Like, this is keeping... No Man's Sky was getting advertised by Sony on television. There were people who... say, didn't play video games that saw that and they're like, damn, that looks pretty cool. And maybe someone went out and bought a PlayStation to play that game.
Right.
at least Star Citizen is not being advertised commercially.
Still, the fanboy hype around it's fucking crazy.
Which is fucking aggravating because gamers at this point, I would hope, would stop. Well, this is one of the games that is proof why pre-ordering is fucking stupid. Contributing to crowdfunded games is fucking stupid, especially to this magnitude. If you're making a side-scrolling beat-em-up game, if you're making Stardew Valley, that dude didn't take a fuck ton of money and then make a game. That dude made a game and now is making money from his product. He didn't put the fucking horse before, or the wagon before the horse. Like, that's not... What am I trying to say? It's unfortunate that the people that should know better are the only ones that know about the fucking game. This isn't widespread public knowledge about Star Citizen.
I get you there. Yeah, it's everyone that should know. Yeah, you're right. It's everyone that should know better. These are, for the most part, a more hardcore sect of gamer, too. Like, this is all PC gamers that went out and hunted this down and follow it, and they dig into the development a little bit.
Yeah, people that were fans of, like, Wing Commander and shit that have just followed, what's his name, Chris Roberts? Is that his name?
Yep.
I jumped on Amazon to see, and typed in Squadron 42 just to see what would happen, and... you can buy a calendar for $36, but the calendar hangs up in your hangar, in-game hangar decoration. So there's that. And then there's also a $750 Rear Admiral package with lifetime insurance. What the fuck does lifetime insurance mean?
So your ship can blow up. I lost my ship already in that game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm no longer a ship owner.
So it's pay to win.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, that changes everything for me.
Yeah. You know, it's great. You know how my ship blew up?
Yeah.
I don't know how my ship blew up.
What happened with that?
I don't know.
Like, weren't you playing, like,
I'll tell you what happened.
Or some shit? Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened, and maybe you'll know what happened.
Explain to me what you saw.
So I get in. Launch sequence initiated. Takes off. Proceeds to bounce 3 times into the platform. And then skid off the end. And now I'm launched, so that went smoothly. I was like, okay, that was weird. Ship took a little damage. I'll get it fixed. Doesn't matter. I jump out into the world, start flying around, and I saw on the first trailer that you can go up to these satellites, and you can get out, and you can go in the satellite and turn something on, and, like, starts up the array.
Okay.
And you get, like a little info thing or whatever. And this is going to be part of the thing. You can earn credits from doing this or whatever.
Oh, so it's like...
Like a little,
it's like Assassin's Creed with the fucking, like, climbing up to the tippity top of places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Way to go. Yep. Now jump Same off thing. Of it.
So I do that. I turn it on. And my ship's just floating around out there. It's just hanging out. I get out. I fly back to my ship. The door opens. I hit F to enter. And then it explodes. I reset. On a fucking junker station. Like, the sparks are flying. You can open doors and go out to where whole sections have been torn off and you lose gravity and air. And I looked around that and I was like, all right, I explored this for a while. I'll go get my ship and get out of here. Your ship was destroyed. 318,000 credits to get it back.
How many credits do you have?
I don't have any credits. It's not a game yet.
Do they sell credits, though?
I'm sure I could go buy credits. If I could have physically reached my hand into my computer and grabbed the game, like the digit, and fucking torn it out, I would have. Because deleting it wasn't enough. That game can take a digital step back and fuck its own face. You're in alpha. The deal is for me to test your game. Make sure that what you're putting out there is glitch-free or write the glitches down. And now you're trying to pay to win your fucking alpha?
Nope. Pretty fucking remarkable, man.
Mm. I'll go to that store and on the spaceport and buy, what are they called? A bag of dicks. And that Chris Roberts guy can suck every one of them.
It's way... I dig the idea of punishment for games. Like, if you fuck up and you die, you lose something. Lose experience. Lose... I feel like losing your ship is a little much. And especially in fucking pre-release. That shouldn't even be an option. Should not even be an option.
It's not a game yet. I shouldn't have any fear. I should be just testing stuff. What happens if I fly into that planet? What happens if I do this or that? Like, that. Do it on a timer. Like, do it when the real game comes out. If I bought the ship, insurance shouldn't be another thing that I have to continually buy or whatever. Like, that's... Like, I'm not giving you $700 for unlimited... insurance or whatever.
No, man, you're not. You're giving them $750 for the experience, Brad. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And fucking Gary Oldman, evidently. What all do you get in this funding? What are they at these days? It's fun. It's fun watching this game from a distance and not being involved in it. Because every time something good happens, you wait a month and something fucking will get delayed. Something will fail. Something gets delayed. And every time there's any amount of like excitement, Mike will send me a Facebook message, and I return the favor by, as soon as I see that shit starts to fall apart, I'll quickly go remind him that his game is fucking terrible, but, or maybe it's a really good game, I don't know, but it's not
a
game.
We'll never know.
So,
we'll never know if it's going to be a good game.
Don't tell them that. If we got paid to advertise their game, I would do it. I would take their money happily.
Yeah. Oh, and I would do the best advertisement that I'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by 45 minutes of me talking shit about
the rest of the podcast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This week's episode brought to you by Star Citizen, the advanced multiplayer phenomenon that has taken the world by storm. Go to starcitizen.com. Hey, have you heard about this wretched piece of shit? Like, that would be how that went.
$127.5 million.
Boom.
Fucking nutty. God, I gotta see what else this gives you. Constellation Andromeda with lifetime insurance and physical collector's goods. Full game pre-order with alpha and beta access, so you'll be able to play the entire game always, so that's good. Limited item is no longer available, it says. Price hasn't changed. Deluxe collector's box, hardback making of Star Citizen.
Oh, that's the longest book in history. That thing's longer than the fucking Bible when it comes out. Day 472. We ate Chipotle all day. After someone donated another $8,000, we decided to have a party.
someone asked, are you going to work on the game today? We fired that person.
Yep.
Ooh, glossy star map. Ooh, CD of soundtrack. If you pay $750, they'll send you a fucking compact disc. Alpha access, beta access, Star Citizen digital download, Squadron 42 digital download. That hardback making a Star Citizen, when do you think it starts and stops? You think they're still making it, or do you think it's printed already?
The book?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it better not be. The game's not done, so they can't stop making the book.
Well, the game's never going to be done.
And that $750 probably it doesn't include shipping. So shipping for a 4 million page hardbound book.
This is 80 pounds of paper.
It's gonna be like receiving the Encyclopedia Britannica series.
You're gonna get it, and it's not gonna be bound or anything. It's just gonna be fucking loose leaf paper in a fucking. It's gonna be. It. They'll just send you a crate of blank paper. It's like it's not done yet. So fucking. When it's done, you can download it and print it yourself.
Making of Star Citizen, and then it'll just say beta. Awesome.
People
these
buy it,
guys. Yep.
4 customer reviews.
Oh, there's reviews already?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, so speaking of games that are been waited on forever, and here's something we were talking about before we started the podcast about that word leaked.
Yeah.
But Mass Effect Andromeda release date seemingly leaked.
Really?
Yep. And it was leaked by them just telling you when it was coming out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Originally slated for a 2016 launch, Mass Effect Andromeda has been pushed back to the fourth quarter of EA's 2017 fiscal year. That is March. So that is what they have put out. Okay. The leak is that the Art of Mass Effect Andromeda, the book, will be released simultaneously with the game. And the release date for that is March.
Okay.
So that's the leak. The leak is that the book said it comes out March 21st or whatever.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying.
So really the leak is just a day in the month that they already said that that's when it was coming out. Like the term leaked is.
Yeah, we were talking about that beforehand, and it's the usage has definitely gotten real fucking loose as of late. And it seems like it's almost like an advertising ploy, which I say almost. I wouldn't be. It's got to be, right?
It's clickbait.
Yeah.
Like, this right here is just a way for them to rewrite the story that Mass Effect has been announced to be released in March of 2017. But people already know that, so to get you to click on the same story again, they just add a one paragraph that says a book has now has a hard date release of March 21st. So that must be when the game comes out.
Word. That makes sense. That was a weird. I don't really follow Mass Effect, but it was weird hearing that they didn't show up to E3. I don't think this last one. I don't think there was no fucking talk, or at least very little talk of Mass Effect Andromeda, unless it was all kept secret and the journalists weren't allowed to talk about it. But then what's the point?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was hoping they were going to be done when they finished making those games, but I guess they're still at it.
BioWare's N7 Day, it's an annual Mass Effect celebratory event, is on November 7th, and they'll probably release a little bit more information then. So we'll check that out when it comes. Lots of Mass Effect fans, and the story is great. So I have YouTubed, like, the cutscene movies, and they're really good.
Yeah, we've probably talked about this before. I could sit and watch Devin play Mass Effect, or anyone for that matter. But playing it sucks. Playing the game is not fun to me at all. And that encompasses all BioWare games, because all BioWare games, in my opinion, are fucking dog shit. But I don't know. There's a crowd out there that just loves to stay inside of their own house and talk to imaginary people for like 30 fucking hours. That's insane.
Oh, that's a good transition, though. Have you seen any of this TV show Westworld?
Yeah, I watched the second episode yesterday.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's definitely good.
Oh, it. This is the first time I'm hearing about it, but they wrote a news article, another one on Forbes. Again, another super clickbaity thing. It says Westworld raises unsettling questions about where video game morality is heading. And
I mean, if you know what a video game is, like in like the most literal definition of a video game, maybe. But if you've ever seen a video game or heard of a video game, come on. I think that, go ahead, go on with what you're saying. Sorry.
It's just this guy watching Westworld and then saying that when he played Grand Theft Auto 3, he could kill everybody because it didn't seem real. And then he would like to wait until the cops came and if he could fight all of them off. And he was like, but the cops had a right to come get me. I was a murderer. But now when I play GTA 5, it's too realistic. So he doesn't feel comfortable doing that now. So he wonders if there's a moral issue with killing NPCs when games become too realistic.
I think there's a problem with just being a huge fucking pussy in his case. Because let's fucking be real. If you think Grand Theft Auto looks that real, I envy you, because the game looks great. The game looks fucking incredible, but it doesn't look real. It looks like a video game. It looks like a 3D rendered video game.
Have you seen that new mod that apparently you got to have some hella specs to run this thing? But this guy was able to put it's a realism mod, and yeah, it looks real good. But he has like dual 1080s, and he's running it on 4K at right at 60 frames a second. So he's got it. He's got it perfect. But dude's running one hell of a setup. I mean, he's got probably what $2,200 in graphic cards sitting in that thing.
Yeah,
so
seriously,
You should look at pictures of that thing. We should post them up on Facebook or something, because it's incredible what it looks like.
When it first came out, people were doing that real picture of Grand Theft Auto, and they like we were talking about, the graphics are fucking incredible, but look at it for a second. Just look at it for a fucking second, and it doesn't look real at all. The lighting effects look very real, but as soon as you put like a human into that, like the character models of a human do not look realistic at all. They don't move realistically. They don't react realistically. A car is something that is very fucking simple to 3D model, make it look real fucking good, because the lines are already decided. This is what a car looks like. It doesn't have to like be manipulated in any way, and it sure as fuck doesn't have to make any decisions. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Have you seen the Grand Theft Auto in real life, the guy that does the YouTube video?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a funny ass video. I'll see if I can find it here in a minute. But it's a guy and he like runs like this.
Yeah.
and then like runs into trash cans and then like stops and like folds over. It's pretty good. They like run and then there'll be a curb or something, and then he'll hit it and he'll just stop at the curb and keep trying to run, and then he's like keeps turning and then jumping until eventually like breaks past it.
That's fucking funny. Yeah. I was running down the sidewalk in the game and punched a person in the back of the head just because I'm running to a mission and I need something to fill the time between where I'm at now and where I need to fucking get to. And I hit this person in the back of the head and they went unconscious immediately and ragdoll effects fucking kicked in.
Yeah,
and they just like they're walking along and then their arms just went to their side and their fucking head just hit face first onto the fucking concrete and they just like bounced away. And that was fucking hilarious. It's like, well, I'm going to punch more people in the back of the head while I walk around. But comparing Grand Theft Auto to Westworld is like comparing Pong to Grand Theft Auto. Like the level of immersion that would be in a game like Westworld, there's not even a fucking like for the. So in the show, there are things called hosts, and that's essentially the AIs, like the NPCs that populate this Western world. And then there are the newcomers, which are the actual people who are there to do that. There's not that they've shown yet, at least. They show one guy going into Westworld, and they show up on this like super futuristic looking train. A woman comes down and takes him away from the train, and they walk up to a dressing room. He changes into a cowboy outfit, and then he walks through a door and is on a train with a bunch of people in cowboy outfits that then arrives in the town. At no point in time is there any like jacking into the system or like plugging yourself. Like there's no input. Like they're fucking there. They're really there. So it's not comparable to a video game, I don't think, by any fucking stretch of the imagination.
So they're like robots, the NPCs?
Yeah, those exist oddly. The weird thing to me about the way it works is, hey, sweetheart, oh shit, more boxes. Oscar, don't pee on those, please. But the weird thing about Westworld is that the horses and like the dogs and everything that's in Westworld that is an NPC exists physically at this compound, this gigantic fucking compound that houses this thing that people travel from all over the world to go check out on like vacation and stuff like that. But that is supposedly outside of the game, if you will. Whereas the people aren't existing outside of the game. The people are in the game. So I guess this brings in this whole like existential idea of what's fucking real and what's not. Who are the hosts and who aren't? Like there's insane philosophical ties to a bunch of shit in the show, and it's super cool to watch, but it certainly doesn't bring up moral questions about video games for me, at least.
Yeah. I guess the guy was talking about in Westwood, a guy like raped somebody and then he scalps somebody and finds a map under his.
What, did this dude just spoil the fucking piss out of the show?
Sorry. That was, but he does, and I guess I just did too, but that was in this article, so I haven't seen it yet. But, I guess you can just murk people. You do whatever you want.
Well, the thing is that players can kill NPCs, but NPCs can react and attack a player, but they do no damage. So, Teddy, who is the guy who played Cyclops in X-Men.
Okay.
He is the fucking the whipping boy of this TV show and just finds himself in the worst places all the time because these poor motherfuckers have to wake up and go back to being a fake cowboy every day. These NPCs do. And this motherfucker is just getting jacked every time he's awake. He's just getting the shit shot out of him. So he's standing in between Ed Harris, who is a real player, and this girl. And Teddy is trying to protect this girl. And Teddy finally is fed up, and he pulls his gun out and just starts fucking unloading on it. Not unloading, but shoots him a few times. And, like, you can see, like, the dust popping off of Ed Harris, but there's nothing happens to him whatsoever. So, that's that. Like, I don't know how the players interact versus each other. They haven't covered that area of it yet. But the NPCs are just getting their asses beat by players. It's cool, though. I'm curious to see. They could turn it into 60 minutes of absolute shit that you smell once a week, or it'll actually be super cool. And hopefully they do make it super cool, because it definitely has the capabilities of being a fucking awesome show.
Did you watch that Vine I just sent you?
No, not yet.
It's just a quick little Vine. The guy has, I think, a bunch of them that he does, but that's the trash can one, and that one makes me laugh.
That's good.
Just shows, like, the actual Grand Theft Auto version where a guy runs into trash cans and ragdolls, and then a guy does it in real life, and it does a pretty good job.
There's some stupid ass, like, lag in real life videos that I've seen a couple times. And, like, one dude was like, "Hey man, could you pass me that, I don't know, whatever the fuck he asked for, toilet paper or some shit." And then, like, right when the guy throws it to him, he just like slides off and just like bounces up against the wall and just like lays down on the floor. It's good. Yeah, man, Westworld, you should definitely check out. If you don't have access to HBO Go, let me know and I'll just give you that.
Yeah, I think I got it. I never use it, but I got it. What you
can,
got?
Can we take a pee break real quick? I got a couple things that I'd like to talk about. I drank too much coffee before we started this.
Oh, yeah, me too. I drank 2 gallons of water. So, all right. You ready? Three,
yep.
Two. One, pause, court.
All right. Thanks for that, dude.
Yep. Back at it. So what do you got on the docket there?
So without getting into the same fucking VR shit that we usually talk about, you don't own a PlayStation 4, do you?
No.
Okay. PlayStation VR releases on the 13th, which is... 3 days.
But that being said, don't you need the new PlayStation?
So when you order the PlayStation VR, it comes with the box. So Oh boy.
Is the box just like a GPU that can push it?
I believe it is. I didn't think we were gonna get this into it. By the way, I want to buy a PlayStation 4 so I can play Dragon Quest Builders or whatever it's called, just because it looks cute and fucking fun. Oh, PlayStation VR, there it is right there. So it's $399.99, which is the cheapest right now for coming into the VR world. The PlayStation VR is the cheapest. Because you're going to spend as much for PlayStation VR and a console as you would for, a Vive? No, less than that, but...
Yeah, the Vive's still like $800, right?
I thought it was about that much, yeah.
That's the one I would like to get, but there's no way I'm spending $800 for a Generation 1.
No, yeah. Definitely. I certainly wouldn't. It's cool to be able to go play it. Like, it's cool that they had the demo set up, and then a buddy of mine that Melissa and I met recently has it, and it's cool. But not to mention, we don't have the space for it. Like, our apartment does not have enough just spare room to give up for Fazat. Where are we at? Where's United States? Why isn't United States on the top of the list? That's stupid.
That's a real American thing to say.
I just, back when I was a kid, when we were younger and you would fill out like you would register for an account or something like that. Yep. And it's like, what country are you in? The top of the list was the United States.
And then everything else was alphabetical order.
Yep.
And nope. Now you have to scroll down to you. I done. Noticed that exact same thing. And I was like, I guess it's not strange. I mean, we shouldn't be specially treated in the drop-down list thing, but I was so used to it that now it's strange.
Expected it. But yeah, it's $7.99 for the Vive. So the PlayStation VR comes with the headset. This is what's listed on GameStop.com. So it says the VR headset, the processor unit, which is the little box that runs from the VR headset to that little box.
And then the box goes to your PlayStation.
Yeah, I think so. I think it goes headset, box, PlayStation, not headset, PlayStation, box, television. So I think it's in between the goggles and the console. Comes with a cable, an HDMI cable, a USB cable, stereo headphones, AC power cord, and AC adapter. But I guess there's some compatibility issue with the box, and I don't know. I tune out now when I hear fucking VR talk start. So now,
like, compatibility with the PlayStation models or
with certain televisions. So it's like it's not HD capable, but it's 4K capable.
That would just be for the people watching it, right? Like people watching you play.
I guess so.
Yeah, because what purpose was the television have?
None. Yeah, for sure.
Huh. Okay, so I mean, if you're playing it by yourself, that doesn't, like, who gives a shit? I could see that, though, because isn't the VR goggle like a 4K output, like that type of, you got to have a pretty high resolution when you're sticking your face that close to a screen.
Yeah, no doubt. I hope this is... Damn, sorry for the silence. Motion tracking is poor, seems to be the common complaint.
That sucks.
Oh, that explains why Giant Bomb put out a video for Batman VR, and the thumbnail for it was Jeff Gerstmann wearing a Batman mask with vomit coming out of his lips. So,
send me that link. That sounds hilarious.
Tracking movement.
I'll let you read on that for a second, and I'll fill the time with a quickie here. I've got a list of all, and I'll put the link on the Facebook page. I'll probably tweet it out too to everybody that follows us on Twitter. But this was written October 10th. So from October 10th and through the holiday season for 2016, the games that are being released. October 7th, they threw on here, was Mafia 3, which, man, I'd really like to play that. That kind of seems like a badass game. I haven't played any of the Mafias.
I haven't either, and it doesn't sound like we would be missing anything by not playing one or two.
Yeah, I think it's one of those, it's like Assassin's Creed, where you're now you're a different family and a different
Yeah, like Grand Theft Auto-esque, right?
Right, yeah, you can, they don't link to the other one, so it doesn't matter, which is good. That's how people should do video games.
Tell them.
Well, that you would miss out. If you have to play one before the other one, and, like, this is now on a new console, you're going to have a gang of people that didn't have the previous consoles.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the only cool thing is, like, Steam will do, they'll have a Mafia sale where you can get Mafia 3, and for barely anything more, you'll end up getting Mafia 1 and 2.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, like, the Bethesda did that. So the Bethesda event gave you, they do it with Quake, they did it with Bethesda games, they do it all of them. They'll do, like, a publisher's weekend, and you can get all the old ones. So if you do want to play them all, I'm sure that'll happen for you on Steam if you're a PC gamer. But anyways, October 7th, Mafia 3 came out. Gears of War 4 comes out tomorrow.
I want to play 4. I really liked 1, 2, and 3. I didn't play Judgment. And from now that 4 is coming out, I'm hearing a lot of people talk about Judgment and how fucking terrible it was. So I'm stoked that I just never played
Judgment. I don't remember Judgment. I don't even remember seeing anything about it. It must have done pretty poorly.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And that one's on PC, but am I correct? Isn't it only available on the Windows 10 Marketplace?
Mm-hmm.
And does that mean it's going to be locked at 30 frames a second?
Boy, there is a lot of that shit that I don't know about with the frame limiting and stuff like that through Windows 10. Yeah, you may be right.
If that's the case, I'll just get it on Xbox if I was going to play it, but I don't know if I would get it then.
You weren't big on the series before, were you? Like, you
no, I really wasn't, grabby. But it just looks really good, and it wasn't like I didn't like it. I did play it, but I think I played Gears of War 2.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't enjoy the multiplayer.
Okay.
And that was a big thing for me, was the big, you know, multiplayer. It'd be like playing Call of Duty with a multiplayer sucked, you know, like just wouldn't.
Well, I mean, it's not. Gears of War multiplayer was much different than all the other multiplayer that was out then. You had fucking Halo and Call of Duty, which are both first-person shooters, where Gears of War 3 is a cover-based third-person shooter. Like, it's very, very fucking different.
Yeah. But I've played a lot of third-person games lately. So after playing Metal Gear Solid 5 and like The Witcher and stuff like that, I've kind of gotten used to a third-player aspect. So I just don't know if maybe when that came out, I wasn't vetted in third-person, really.
God damn it.
Oh, yeah, did I just hit you with that word?
Yeah, the word of the month, evidently. For everyone but me.
I need a siren. Like, do you watch Getting Dug with High?
Not for a long time.
I watched a couple of them here recently. They're kind of funny. I mean, you're really just watching three dudes get high. And I watched the Tony Hinchcliffe one because I like Tony Hinchcliffe a lot. And he gets high and makes the worst jokes ever. And they're so fucking funny to me.
Dude, he makes his pun jokes are so fucking terrible. Yeah. They're super funny.
Well, when he gets high, he just does them over and over. Like, oh, he does boy. Them for everything. And he'll get like the reaction where Benson will be, he'll say it and he'll go, "Oh, you just can't help yourself." Like, that's the reaction. So they talked about getting like a noise, like a bell every time he did one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I liked watching those. I wish I hadn't lost my train of thought on that one. Oh, it was the hashtag heavy monkey. So they hand this lighter that's a ceramic monkey to people, and they're like, "What's the first thing you think of when I hand you this?" And this girl was like, "That dogs are men's best friend, but really, it should be monkeys." And Benson just is like, "Okay." And then he hands it to Tony Hinchcliffe. He's like, "What's the first thing that comes to mind?" And because of her answer, I guess he thought he was supposed to give something profound. But he just goes, "It's heavy." And then everyone freaks out. And Doug Benson goes, like, "Hashtag heavy monkey." And it's like this thing where they've asked people what they think about this monkey on all these episodes.
Yeah.
And when you say heavy, like, all the bells go off.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We need one of those for the word vet for this month. October 21st, Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Same day release date, Battlefield 1. I haven't decided. It's coming out the same month as Titanfall 2, so I think it's just going to be Titanfall 2 for me. Titanfall was dope.
Boy. World War One or fucking fighting robots? How could I possibly decide?
That's true. But I love Battlefield.
Maybe the next one will be Battlefield Oregon Trail. And
they're going to advertise this like 3,000 hours of gameplay, but it's just you making it across the nation once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at the 2,999th hour, you get dysentery. Fucking
everyone in your camp died.
Stupid. We have horses.
Titanfall 2, October 28th. So that's the real. That's the one for October.
Yeah, I think that'll be rad.
It looks great. They didn't do too much. All they did was gave all of the Titans a little bit more, like more options for shielding or weapons or special abilities, and then hopefully the combat for the people didn't get out of control. Like, that's what I was worried about, them making it not realistic when you're on the ground.
What do you mean?
When you're a pilot, when you're just running around shooting people and doing your thing. Like, I hope they don't make those too crazy. Like, I hope they improve the parkour physics, but I still want it to be very Call of Duty style with the way you shoot and your ability
on the ground.
You can make the techs as crazy as you want. I just don't want you making the people augmented.
Yeah, I dig that. The grappling hook, I guess, was the big addition for this one, and so far everyone seems to think that the grappling hook is pretty fucking rad and a really good addition, so that's good. Okay.
I'll take that. I could take a grappling hook. I didn't want a bunch of crazy healing armor or something, you know, like some Halo regeneration stuff, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't go too wild with the people. Make the tech, you know, make your mechs out of this world. That's what they're supposed to be.
Sure.
Instead of how like Call of Duty is done, where you get these crazy super double jumps and you're just impossibly inhuman. I don't like that. You're supposed to be a pilot. You shouldn't be that badass on the ground.
Yeah.
Right?
Still real fucking badass though. Like,
oh, you're still real badass, yeah. But just don't make it. Like, I don't want them to be, oh, well, now you get a vibroblade that you can cut off legs and stuff, and I don't know. Now that I said it, that kind of sounds sweet. So give them a lightsaber.
Call it a...
Make a goddamn Star Wars game that you actually get to play as Jedi and Sith. And do it. That should have been the Battlefront game. I don't want to run around as a fucking stormtrooper.
I would rather run around as a stormtrooper than run around as a Jedi.
Ugh.
Unless, you know, it was real fucking good as Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast. I think that's what it was called. Yeah. Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast came out in 2002. That game was fucking awesome. And the multiplayer for that game was really fun. I don't know how it reviewed, but my cousin and I played the shit out of that game. And you could do all the typical Jedi shit, right? Like reflecting lasers back at people. And you had like protective bubbles and shit. But then you could boomerang your lightsaber.
Yeah.
And eventually my cousin and I realized that like you could throw the lightsaber over their head and then the lightsaber returned based on where your cursor was aligned. So you could throw it and then point your cursor like down more and it would boomerang like back through them. So it would hit them from behind and fucking murder him. That was, yeah, that game was good.
Sounds real dope. And now those are the big releases, and I'll just hammer through the other ones real quick. I'm going to skip a bunch because there are a ton coming out in October that don't really matter. But Wii U's got Paper Mario Color Splash coming out. Vermintide, you know that game we played that was awesome and we never played it again? I really wish we'd play that. That was a really good game.
Left 4
Dead. On the 4th, it came out for Xbox One and PS4.
Oh, cool.
So that's now a console thing. Now with PlayStation VR, October 10th, released today, apparently VR did.
Oh, no shit.
Because the games are all releasing today. So 100 Foot Robot Golf, our Harmonix Music VR, PlayStation VR Worlds, Super Stardust Ultra VR, Tumblr VR. Is there any more? Oh, yeah. Ace Banana, The Assembly. There's a bunch of release titles for this. October 13th comes out with Batman Arkham VR, Battlezone, Drive Club, Eve, Valerie, and Gunjack. Hatsune Miku, Headmaster, Here They Lie, Loading Human, sorry, Chapter 1, Job Simulator. Come on.
Job Simulator is awesome.
And this is going to be the cool one. Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes is coming to PlayStation VR.
That's
October
a fun 13th. Ass game.
Yep. And then Res Infinite
is going to be magical.
Yeah. Riggs Mechanized Combat League, Roller Coaster Dreams. I'm just going to hit all the PlayStation VRs and then be done with this. The rest of the stuff's not exciting.
Dude, there is so much shit.
Super Hypercube, Until Dawn, Rush of Blood, Waddle Home. Come on, man. Get your reading down.
Arkansas.
Yeah, Wayward Sky, World War Tunes. I like that we're putting puns on the World War now. It softened the blow a little bit.
It's not too soon anymore.
It's about to be another one, right? And then that's it that I've got listed for the VR. Vita has a few games coming out too, so they're still making them.
What is?
Vita.
What was that?
The PlayStation Vita.
Oh, okay.
That handheld that I still use, but nobody else does.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And it's, again, a bunch of Japanese stuff. Yomiuri. World of Final Fantasy is coming out for PS4 and Vita. Exist Archive. I think that's it.
It seems like such a weird time for them to start trying to breathe life back into the Vita.
They're talking about making a faster one.
Does it sell faster? Or
I don't know. I don't think it's going to sell any more than it already has. It's unfortunate. I really like the console. But oh, well. You can go to GameStop and get Vita games, the hard, like the actual copy of the Vita games,
yeah,
for like $6 a piece.
Well, that's cool. I guess that's one upside to having a failed console.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess.
Did you figure out the Vita stuff or the VR stuff?
No. I stopped looking into it. I'd have to go listen to one of two other podcasts, and I'm certainly not going to do that right now. But its output's goofy for some reason, so fucking look into that if you're looking at buying one.
Yeah.
Remember, you're spending $400, so treat it like you're spending $400, not that you're getting virtual reality, because one of those is much more romantic sounding than the other one.
Yes. Yep. 100% true. And the virtual reality is just not there yet. Like, you have to have some real disposable income, because they're going to hit a breakthrough not too far from now that's going to put these obsolete pretty quickly. So,
yeah.
I mean, all of this is just beta testing, basically, but the systems are too expensive to pass them out to 100,000 people. So.
Yeah, seriously. There's too much. The companies are too big that are behind them. So you can't have. Valve isn't going to be just floating money around in the background for a bunch of in-house testing for some hush-hush quiet shit. When you have games like Star Citizen that are just able to make money without actually being out, why not just put out a VR headset while you're trying to figure it out? Facebook's not going to let Oculus do anything without producing a product immediately.
I can't believe how well the HTC Vive is going. I mean, it is the headset of choice for Steam.
Well, I mean, it's made by Valve, so it only makes sense that it's the headset of choice with Steam, right?
Well, they developed it with HTC. Was that the deal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. High-tech computer. Fucking them and Valve are, like, co-partners on that.
Which, who do you want? Do you want Oculus and Facebook being partners to build your console, or do you want Valve?
Yeah, and you have a company who makes mobile screens, very small, high-definition screens, and a video game company making a headset versus Facebook and whoever the fuck this company called Oculus is, who's president. Right up until the point of Facebook acquiring this, was a 23-year-old kid. Which, obviously, he's fucking smart because he came up with a VR headset. But realistically,
but HTC saw it and they saw the specs in it and they went, oh, we have a giant factory manufacturing process that could just start pumping these out tomorrow.
Yeah, the whole timeline for this VR thing is very peculiar and it's super rushed. So I'll be curious to see.
The guys that I've seen play the Vive have had a lot of positive things to say about it. That the tracking on it is real good.
Mm-hmm.
So you like set up the little pods and then you walk around with the headset to the points and it picks it up and then you put it on and you stand in the middle, it scans your body and you move a couple different places and it scans it and then it fills your parameters and then the games respect the parameter of where you are so you're not supposed to be able to run into anything.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been doing really good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you lose your balance, you're basically not plowing into your TV.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
I'd like to give it a try. As soon as somebody's up to send me one for free.
It's fucking fun. I said, Melissa and I did the demo at GameStop one day, and both of us enjoyed it, and then went over to a buddy's house and played it there, and it's fun. It's entertaining, but it's not video game entertaining. It's not, I'm going to sink 40 hours into this like The Witcher and then end up in reality like 3 hours actually into the main story. Like, that's fucking crazy. You're not going to do that with VR. Like you said, it's in beta. They're still trying to figure it out. They literally don't know what they're doing right now. So
I don't like that someone's probably going to steal this idea. After hearing it on this podcast and go on to make $1 million every single time they sell one, but they have to get a koozie that's registered in VR.
So you can play VR drinking games?
That, or so I can drink something while I'm playing VR. I tried. I had my VR headset the other day. I got the cell phone one.
Yeah.
So I'm like watching Netflix on my giant screen. That's the coolest thing about it, right? That I got that 100-inch.
So it just shows up on your, like when you look over at the table, like your koozie's sitting there?
Yep.
That's fucking smart, dude. Man.
Telling you.
How does that feel to just shit out an idea like that and just give it to the public.
I can't make it.
Yeah.
But the date is tagged to this freaking...
That's right.
This deal, so I'm going to come after you for some money. You better hit me up with a little chunk of that. Because that, think of it, like, when you do the Netflix thing and you look around, there's, like, tables and stuff and you're sitting on a couch. You need, like, a mat that's, like, your mouse pad. And then you need a koozie for your drink. Put the mat down. And then when I look over, that mat will be a little table. And my koozie will show me where my drink is. And I can just set my chalice down or whatever it shows up as. And then I could have a drink while I watch television.
Get one of those little like Buddha cups with the hole in the back where the straw, like where the straw in the drink goes. Yeah, like you could pay like 99 cents for different cup models,
different cup skins. Yeah, you could have the big goblet or whatever. It wouldn't matter. It could look like whatever it is, as long as I know about where it is. Don't go yanking your hand over there, all retarded. You still need to be a little careful. You're picking it up, but. If I could see it, and then I could move my controller there and set it down and then grab my cup, and I could see the cup just like it was VR now because it's got the VR koozie. Take my drink, set it down, go back to playing.
Pains me to
Boom.
Say this.
Dude, you are welcome, HTC.
It's a good-ass idea, dude.
Make it happen, HTC, and send me your most badass prototype, and that's yours. And then tell people that I thought of it.
They'll mail you a koozie, just a fucking koozie that says HTC Vive on it. It's not capable of tracking or anything like that. It just says HTC Vive on it.
Oh. Yeah, I would like to see that. That would be a cool thing. As soon as I can treat VR video games like I treat other video games, which is where Saturday night I get real drunk and I play The Witcher.
Yeah.
So I need to still be able to do that.
Yeah, it's hard to get drunk in VR.
Other than it probably just amplifying the motion sickness.
Yeah, I imagine I've gotten high and played VR, but I haven't gotten drunk and played VR. But I imagine if there's any slippage in frames,
Ooh.
Fucking game over real quick, probably. Yeah. You bend over to throw up and you fill your goggles with vomit and your eyes are burning from the bile and it's not a good day. Plus you just puked all over $800. Well, $650, we'll say respectively, because the other 150s and cables and shit like that.
It's coming along, though. I'm excited. It's definitely opened up a new world, whatever it's going to be.
I'd say.
I mean, Pornhub has got quite a bit more.
I'm fully confident that in-home VR will not make it past the fucking porn. That's where it will live and fucking die. And then out in the world, it will become something similar to like an amusement park ride.
Like laser tag.
Yeah, laser tag or something. I, as of right now, I don't see it as something that has a place in homes. Unless it's just silly shit from now on of job simulator. Like blending wine bottles is fun, but you know, 3 hours in, you're like, you know, I think there might be more to life. Yeah.
Throw that against the wall and go back to playing a different video game.
Seriously. I don't know. We'll see. Seems that, I don't know. My mind has not been changed yet. It's fucking fun, but it's not video game fun.
It's the price tag, too.
Yeah, fucking for sure.
Like, I like having my little VR headset for when I play it, but it was $90. Like, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
$90 for VR is good. $800 for VR
is
better. Plus the $1,000 gaming rig you got to have.
Yeah.
To go along with it.
yeah, it's pretty fucking nutty. So my last thing was the Overwatch speculation that got released this week was Blizzard typically does themes for holidays, so like World of Warcraft. I don't know if StarCraft does anything. I think Diablo does stuff. Heroes of the Storm does shit. Different skins, yep, and stuff like that.
That Vala skin I got last year was dope. It's still the one I use.
Oh, the one with the top hat with the skull on it,
yep,
and shit?
Yep, yeah, the witch thing, yep.
That one's rad. But yeah, it looks like there's going to be new skins for characters, and there's going to be a new game mode that sounds like just to compare it to Horde mode, like Gears of War Horde mode, where everybody is on the same team and you're trying to kill the invading force. So it sounds like they mention a castle in it. This is all leaked supposedly right now. So they mention a castle. So I imagine you're in that Eichenwald map and there's
going to be Halloween Dale
robot zombies that come after you.
Cool. So.
And then there's speculation of a new character that they've been talking about since before Anna was released, and that was Sombra. So some Russian Overwatch group got a hold of a piece of information about Sombra that said that she was going to be hacking her way into this week's build. She's supposed to be... She's one of the bad guys. Not like the lore fucking matters, but like Reaper and Black Widow. And we don't know what she is yet, but I'm really hoping that she's not a stealth character, because I honestly don't want to see an invisible character in this game. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
It might be, though. It Maybe. Might be like a cloak on for so many seconds type deal.
Yeah. I was talking to one of the dudes that hangs out in Discord, Robin, and he mentioned that if she was able to stealth and she played like Phantom from Dirty Bomb, she would be okay. Which I guess is okay as long as her strength is balanced within reason, because it seems like in too many games that as soon as they go invisible, like that's fucking it. Like Nova is annoying as shit in Heroes of the Storm. Who else stealths? Anyone who stealths in Heroes of the Storm is annoying as fuck.
Phantom is annoying as shit in Dirty Bomb.
Yep. Yeah. His banter is
it
annoying.
It really is.
Yeah. He's yeah, annoying like he's for not, sure. He's not super beastly in Dirty Bomb, but he's...
He's not super beastly, but some people can play him real, real well and do tons of fucking damage.
Yeah. But Robin made a good point. Like, the character will have to be seen by Black Widow's sight that reveals all the enemies through the walls and stuff, and also Hanzo's sight arrow. And that's a good point. But I hope they just skip the invisible thing altogether.
Yeah, but I really wouldn't be surprised if that's where it went.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, Blizzard's been making cloaked characters since, well, StarCraft, I guess. No, they had, I think they had stealth characters in Warcraft, too.
I don't remember that far. But yeah, anyways, good amount of stuff coming out. Anybody that does play Battlefield 1 when it releases, hit us up on Facebook and let us know how it is. I think I'm with you. I'm not going to get it. It's not interesting to me.
Not when it's not if it's coming out around the same time as Titanfall.
Right. If there was nothing else coming out around it, that might be an option, but not coming around out around Titanfall, because I'm too excited for Titanfall.
Yeah.
All right, dude, is that everything you got for this week?
Yeah, man. That's it for me.
Well, shout out to all the new followers from the week. Make sure you guys go over to the Horrible Influence Facebook page, say what's up, give us ideas for future episodes. check us out on horribleinfluence.podme.com. And if iTunes messes up, please let us know, because we did get a message saying that our content for some period of time was unavailable. So,
do we need to change the rating on that? I think it's still rated like E for everyone on iTunes.
I think I put E for explicit. That's the E.
It's not
E for everyone. It's not done like gaming. If it says E on there, it's supposed to be explicit, like when you do CDs.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, anytime you see E next to R's, it's been tagged as an explicit episode. So the children's aren't supposed to be on there.
Well, it's the internet. They're capable of seeing a whole lot worse, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lemonparty.org. All right, and...
Gross.
We will see you guys next week. Hey, you're moving, right, dude? You're doing something big right now.
We move. This might be the last recording I do, actually, until we move. So we move on Saturday.
Say, don't stop with that too soon. People are going to panic.
Yeah, we move on Saturday, so I'm not sure what getting the internet switched over. Hopefully that's a five-minute phone call and that's it. But as far as getting everything broken down and set back up, and I mean, my like least important thing to move is my computer at this point. So it'll be the last thing to get packed up and the first thing, or last thing to get packed up and the last thing to get unpacked. So
First thing to get unpacked. Gotcha. All right. Well, then we will talk again.
Yep.
Bye.